Hello, 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 hello. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Jeannie L. Stars with another topic of discussion. I hope everyone's doing great. All those who are listening to this show, I hope you're doing amazing. I want to say a very big thank you to those who have been showing me support on Facebook and mainly on Instagram, because I just reactivated my Facebook. Anyway, the show today is a bit heavy, okay, and it's going to be short. The show today is about death. I literally just woke up to news about a friend of mine who I've known for quite some time, but I haven't really been close with a lot of my friends lately because I had to disappear to do some soul searching and stuff like that. But I woke up to the news of him dying. I still don't know the details of the death, but it's just like, whoa. On the 20th of May, my grandmother also died. I didn't even find out that she died until the 22nd of May, you know. But the thing is, a lot of people have been dying in my life. And one thing I am aware of and self-conscious of is I really don't know how to react to death. Maybe it's because I know the ins and outs of, you know, life after death. I know that, you know, there's no really death like that, so it doesn't really affect me. But, you know, sometimes being in this human body, you know, we're tied to a lot of emotions, we're tied to a lot of feelings, and I tend to suppress a lot of them, okay? And this show is just a way of me pouring my heart out and also having a timeline of death. I remember when I was very young and when I went to Nigeria at 4, and by 5, I already started school. I would say by the time I was 6 years old, I had a friend of mine who died. And then after that, there was another friend of mine who died, you know, while I was before the age of 8. So I've had a lot of death around me. You know, I also remember when I was in secondary school, my sitting partner, he actually had sickle cell. And, you know, everything was cool. Went home, went back to school the next day, and he was dead, you know. And ever since, it's one person or the other that dies. And at first it was my mother's mom, my grandmother on my mother's side, who died in 2007. She was young, she was in her 70s, and I believe, like, you know, people should be living till they're 200 years old. I literally do believe people should be living till they're 200 or 150, you know, at least. But my grandmother was 70. And then recently my other grandmother died and she was only 83. You know, and I'm not laughing, but to me it's just crazy how, you know, one day you could live and tomorrow you could just disappear. But I also believe that if you fight for life, and when I mean fight for life, you really, really stay true to yourself, no matter what's going through, you know, stop trying to be something that you are not. I know this is very easy for me to say, and a lot of people might be thinking, what the fuck is he talking about? He doesn't really know. Listen, I know what I'm talking about. Death comes when you feed it, okay? Suicidal thoughts, you know, not exercising, you know, not being true to yourself, all these things. Listen, there's a saying that says, no matter how healthy you are, every step we take is a step closer to our death, which means to someone like me, I'm thinking, okay, if I'm taking every steps, no matter how healthy we are, taking steps to death, then I'm gonna always make sure that I am doing everything I can to make sure that, you know, I do what I have to do. Maybe that's how I should put it. I just believe that if you have any passions, any, you know, things that make you happy, that make you tick, I just feel like you should do them. But at the same time, don't rush, because the act of rushing itself could kill you. But this is not a lecture in any way, shape, or form. This is just a way of me. This is how I don't really know how to deal with it. I don't know whether to cry. I don't know what to do. But one thing I do know is death has always been around me. Even before I found out that my grandmother died, there was another guy who was a hairdresser that I know who also just died. And I only just saw him a few weeks on social media, you know, doing this hair show and stuff like that. So it's just like, excuse me, just having some coffee and ginger. But I do know that he had some emotional problems because he was, you know, he was gay. And everybody knows a lot of gay people are they have suicidal thoughts. A lot of them are very unbalanced inside because a lot of them have been down low for a lot of years. And, you know, when they even come out, they still have that, they're still afraid. They're still not themselves as you may. So, you know, a lot of them do go through a lot of turmoil in their heads and in their bodies and minds and souls and spirits have been snatched by people who throw jabs at them and stuff like that. I don't even know what to think about this. But this is just a short message to just say, you know what? Speak life into your life. Death will come. It's inevitable. But I just have a problem with when you're dying at 16 years old, dying at 22 years old, dying at 75 years old, dying at 83, even dying at 100 years old is young. 100 years old is young. I know a lot of people, especially in the African countries, once you're 60, 70, you're old. They start to speak old. That's how you start to die early. Speak life into your life. Nobody is old. There's no such thing as old. Old is just a word. But when you start to apply it into your body, into your planet, you start to believe that, you start to wither away. Listen, I am not God, and I'm not saying that I'm going to know exactly when I'm going to die, or exactly when other people should die, or when they are going to die, no. But I also feel like we also have a responsibility to speak life into our lives. This is too much. This is too much. Let me drink this coffee. It's like every time I turn on the news, apart from natural disasters and stuff like that, somebody's having a heart attack, somebody's having a stroke, and we all know what heart attacks and strokes are. You know, this channel is a little bit about the occult, and the people who are deep into the occult know what strokes, heart attack, hypertension, high blood pressure, we know all those things are not just some medical diseases. They just manifest as high blood pressure. They manifest as, you know, these ailments. But we know that these things are witchcraft related. And when I say witchcraft related, witchcraft on a very mundane level, throwing jabs at people by not living your truth, not speaking your truth, not feeling your truth. Those things contribute to you having a stroke and having all these crazy ass things. So listen, let me just say this to you now and now and now. Let's speak life into our lives. Speak life into your children's lives, okay? It's not easy living on this planet. Especially when you are really, really an empath, or you really, really are spiritual on a different level. It's not easy. But for all those who are going through whatever they're going through, there is always light at the end of the tunnel. No darkness is too dark. There's always a light in the darkness. With all this being said, I am Juniel Stars, and rest in peace to all those who have lost their lives at a very young age.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.